turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. Get it? The Burt Show.
Nobody in this industry does stupid the way Kristen does.
That's why I won my Gracie. Let's get stupid with Kristen!
Sometimes it's fun to be stupid. Everybody gets stupid,
stupid. Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
We have played this game before, and we are playing it again because I have some new co-worker nicknames. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the co-worker nickname, and you guys are going to try to guess the definition. So if I call a co-worker Splinter, what do you think Splinter means?
Oh, can we open this for phones too?
Absolutely.
What? All right. If you guys have a nickname for a coworker, you tell us the nickname. We try to figure out how they earned that nickname. 1-855-VIRTUA.
All right. So your coworker is Splinter. What are they doing? How does that describe them?
Small but a pain in your something.
Close. Very close. You got to get a little more specific. When it comes to a splinter, where do you typically find a splinter?
In your finger.
Well, but also, but like, and you could, or in your foot, but it's under what?
Skin.
Yeah. Irritating person that gets under your skin.
Now I get it. Okay.
All right. Your next one. Wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow?
Yeah, you're calling your coworker wheelbarrow.
They're a push around.
You're very close. Push is the right word, but they're not a push around.
Push over.
They're not a push over.
Push under.
They're not a push under. I'm running out of directions. They only work when pushed.
Yes. Yes, okay. That makes sense.
All right, this one might be my favorite. Comma.
Comma.
They just don't know how to end a sentence or a story.
That's a little too literal.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the ending is never finishes it because it's a comma.
They never finish the job. They never get their work done.
Always in the middle of something, but never finishes it.
Got it. Okay. I like that.
All right. Here's Lindsay. Way too many calls for people that want to narc on their coworkers. Uh-huh. Hey, Lindsay, good morning. Just tell us the nickname. We try to figure out how they earned it.
Okay. It's warm body.
Warm body.
Oh, they just taking up space. They don't do no work.
Yeah, they're just a warm body. They're not doing anything.
Yes.
Every office has them.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. That one's a little obvious. I wouldn't say that around your fellow. All right, what about speed bump?
Speed bump.
That's so good.
They're always slowing down projects.
That is part of it.
Okay.
Speed bump. This is a coworker that's in the way and slowing everybody down. Okay. Now, E.T. we've done before. That's always trying to go home. Mm-hmm. That is E.T. I have here Bravo. Not like Bravo, but like Bravo, the television network.
She's like dramatic.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, they're on The Real Housewives of The Office. Okay. We have NASA. The coworker.
Who's always in space. Spacey.
Yes.
Okay.
Sits around staring into space. One of my favorites.
Is this your closer?
Yeah, we'll use this one as my closer, okay? Who is Feta?
Feta.
Like the cheese.
Feta.
Not quite.
Like the cheese.
Feta.
It's someone who like doesn't understand instructions or like it's all Greek to me.
Oh, that's a really good front. That's not right.
No, you can't
but
do a
it's
dance
good.
When it's not right. Man.
But it was better than the original. Man, we call her Feta because she always crumbles under pressure.
Get it? The Burt Show.